97.9 The Q, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis catch us up on what's trending in the world. Good morning. How are you?
We're clearly already having a great time.
I'm having a good time. Yes, sure.
I'm doing great. Well, now that we started in this fun way, I don't want to get to the sad story first. So we'll do other things, such as the TikTok trend about turning candles into heaters. Have you seen this?
Is that just light a candle and gather around?
See, that's where I was going. That is my destination. Because the TikTok trend, and I'm getting more uncomfortable using the word trend, similar to how I don't say viral anymore.
Right.
We'll see what word I latch on to next.
Because a TikTok trend, like very much like what's trending on Twitter, you know, it might be 1,000 people posting about it, but there's 1 billion people on Twitter.
Precisely.
So the number of people is just like infinitesimally small, and TikTok trends are the same way. Like it's 5 people doing the same thing. Oh, God, the new trend. Kids are in trouble for this reason.
Which is something that's happened. Some folks have picked this up because someone saw people putting terracotta plant pots. Ooh, wow. Terracotta plant pots.
Turtle power.
Terracotta plant pots.
Turtle power.
Over candles. And surprise, surprise, your little plant pot from Home Depot is not heat treated.
Right.
And it will crack. And if exposed to enough temperature gradient happening fast enough, will just explode.
Oh, good.
So you probably shouldn't do that. It's not a good idea. Folks are warning people not to put plant pots over candles to create heaters. My response to which is the candle is still putting out the same amount of thermal energy no matter what you put on top of it. It will still heat your house. I guess the heat will dissipate faster.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe like you heat, like you superheat a terracotta pot and then like you can gather around and it like feels hotter than going over to, I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not going to try this, so.
That just smacks of a made-up thing that someone thought would be a good idea and it was like, yeah, my grandma showed me how to do this. No, she did not. I assure you she did not. She showed you how to put wood in a wood stove is what she did.
I feel like this is similar vein to like people who come up with really elaborate ways to like smoke pot when you could do it very easily, but you're just like, oh, I took this thing and then
I cored
like
an apple and then I put some tinfoil in the hole
and then I turned my couch inside out.
Or hear me out, you could not do any of that. All right, so now that we've done that, I'm gonna skip over the snuggle class airliners and go straight to the whale story because I want to talk about the whale story. I don't know if you remember from 2019 the spy whale in Norway, Faldemir.
Nope.
Okay. A beluga whale showed up in a couple of the Norwegian fjords, which was very fun to say here on Twin Trends.
Deep in the fjords
of
Norway.
Deep in the fjords in 2019. It was very sociable. Still is. He's still alive. And drawn to humans as people started taking more notice of, let me get his name again. Valdemir's behavior with boats and playing.
I do remember this whale.
Because he was fitted with a harness. He had a harness with cameras and microphones and all sorts of stuff that were labeled essentially in Russian, I assume, property of the Russian government and things, which don't label your spy equipment. If it was a spy whale, don't label your stuff.
Not Russian spy equipment.
Totally not Russian spy equipment. Well, this whale is going to have a happy ending. Enough people have paid enough attention and put in enough volunteer hours and effort that a 500-acre nature reserve is getting set up in one of the fjords to be a permanent home for this whale. And other whales like him, in point of fact. How much time is left on Trends?
Minute.
Do you remember Keiko, the free willy whale?
Of course.
We tried to put Keiko back in the wild. It didn't really work.
Right.
So that event and the research spinning out of Keiko is actively contributing to finding a real positive home in the quote-unquote wild for whales that have struggled in captivity and should be somewhere not in a tank at SeaWorld. And it is thanks in part to the efforts to put Keiko back, Keiko the whale themselves, and now Valdemir. Congratulations, Valdemir. I hope you enjoy your new home in the fjord.
Enclose Willie.
And no, that's mean.
No?
No.
Is this not that?
It's like, not that.
Enclose Willy, but in a very large space.
The fjord will be open. They can leave at any time.
Oh, okay,
but
good.
But we'll just be here to help them if they want
gotcha.
It.
Oh, that's much better.
And provide human contact if they want it, which Valdemir and Keiko clearly did and do.
I'm glad that I made that joke because now it makes sense.
Good. I'm glad that we could make trends make sense. I know I struggle with that sometimes.